Hello. All right, here we go.
Ready? Hello. Ready? Yeah, I think I'm ready. Uh-huh.
So I go first here.
Right, on the first one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, those are nice shoes. What are they?
Oh, these are my special Chuck Taylors. I mean, look at that. They're not canvas, but they're more like kind of a cotton weave.
Ooh, nice. Do you like them?
Oh, yeah. So much that sometimes I just gaze at my shoes. All right, Patrick, it's now May.
Yeah, it is. May. Happy May.
The time is just flying by, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, it's really flying by in a way you don't often see time fly.
You don't? Really? No. Are you having a minor stroke?
Another one?
Yeah. So at the end of a month or the beginning of a new month, then right. We like to go back and talk about the previous month.
That's
and
what we
stuff
do.
We listen to, yep. New music from mm. that month. Mm. We got this idea about 6 or 8 months ago, and we started doing it, and it's been great. I think
great.
People really like it,
I
right?
love it, too. Yeah. Yes. Keeps us on our toes.
So just a couple songs each. I'll go first today,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foss.
And I'm going to kick us off. I'm going to start this month. I have a couple of bands. I really don't know much about these bands
okay.
at all.
Yeah, I didn't I know when kinda, you texted me. I had no idea.
I just kind of discovered these songs and really like them and did a little bit of research on the bands, but there's not a lot out there. They're kind of bands under the radar. So let me ask you first, give mm-hmm. you throw out a name that you probably know to lead into this first song. Do you like Neil Young?
I do.
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
A little
yeah.
bit?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah.
Long-haired guitar player from California, Canada. Yeah. I like him.
Then you might like this band. They're called the Moondoggies.
Okay. Lost my head there for a spell. I couldn't see so well.
I wouldn't change a thing. What'd you think?
I loved it, man. You know, I thought it was very Neil Young influenced, but the one thing that was a little different for me was the organ
mm-hmm.
that kind of came in. It was a little Paisley Underground. It actually reminded me a little bit of Green on Red, which
oh,
I really
okay.
liked.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right.
It was very cool. Very cool.
So this band, the Moondoggies, they're out of Everett, Washington.
Okay.
And they are on the Hardly Art label.
Yeah.
And this is their fourth full-length album.
Wow.
But the first one in 5 years, so they kind of been
mm-hmm.
taking it easy, I guess. And
yeah.
But they've been recording for about 10 years now. There's five guys in the band, and Neil Young gets cited as a big influence. Also Pink Floyd.
Oh, interesting.
Which you can sort of hear a little bit of that
a little bit.
Trippiness.
Maybe
I
not
guess,
so much on that track.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I also think they also sort of remind me a bit of My Morning Jacket, which
okay.
I'm a big fan
absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely.
Which, of course, is Neil Young influence
yeah,
as well.
Totally.
So
I could definitely see that.
Yeah. So I just think it has a great groove.
I liked it. What was that called?
That song is called Easy Coming.
Okay.
And the album, which just came out in April, is called A Love Sleeps Deep.
Okay.
And the rest of the album is a lot like that. You know, a lot of great sort of grooves. And it's a good sort of just hanging out, listening record. Kind you know what thing. I mean?
I could definitely see that.
When you want to just, you know, have a mellow.
Mellow right? down easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there you go. That's the Moondoggies.
Okay, cool.
Now, I knew you would like that.
Okay.
He says before he introduced the second song. So we've established you like Neil Young.
I do.
Do you like shoegaze?
Not so much. Not so much as Neil Young.
Well, you're going to get some.
Okay. Neil Young greater than shoegaze.
That band is called Winter.
Okay.
Winter is a four-piece band out of L.A. The lead singer's name is Samira Winter.
Mm-hmm.
She is a native of Brazil, and she grew up listening to a combination of American pop music and Brazilian.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know.
Okay.
Pop music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently at some point in her life, I think when she was in college, got into shoegaze.
Ah.
And so you kind of have that mix of influences together, and that's what comes out of it.
It's different.
The album is called Ethereality.
Okay.
That song is called Stars Collide.
Mm-hmm.
And that album just came out in April. It is Winter's second full-length album.
Is it on the 4AD label by any chance?
It's not.
Is there a really wispy, drifty cover that doesn't mention the band name anywhere and you're not sure what it is?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
That's a lot of what it's like.
Yeah.
If you want to see the
I can look
cover
it up.
Of the label. Yeah, it sort of looks like this.
Ah, I gotcha.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sonic sound of this whole record.
Yep.
It's you know, it definitely has that kind of those hallmarks of shoegaze kind of stuff, not just sort of the pace of it, but that, you know, that quarter note guitar.
Yeah.
And then the, you know, all the other kind of little pieces that are kind of layered over all of that. Mm-hmm. It's a great sort of headphones experience.
Yeah.
So I would recommend, you know, for this band, my prescription would be to, you know, darken the room and put on some headphones.
Yeah, maybe some candles.
Yeah, candles, optional.
Right.
Make sure, you know, maybe you're home alone and, you know, you can enjoy something to eat or drink with that. Right. And
glass of bourbon, brownie.
You know, or inhale. And then, you know, you have a nice experience. You have a, yeah, you have a nice experience.
I can see that.
You know, it's a good,
I liked it,
you know, it's
best,
a good evening if you don't have anything else to do.
That's right. I liked it best when kind of the end part there, when it kind of blossomed into that brighter major chord chorus. That was nice. But overall, it was kind of wispy, but I think exactly as you described it. You ever go back and listen to the Cocteau Twins?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right, so there you go. That's those are my two selections for this month.
Thank you, sir.
You got Moondoggies and you got Winter. Now, we always like to end with a cover, right?
It's one of my favorite things
about
this.
A new cover of an old song.
Right.
I'll get to that in a second. Okay. Before I do, let's close this thing up. Yeah. A couple of things we just don't talk about it enough when we do a little closing business.
Yeah.
First off, the website.
Website.
Suburbspod.com.
Right.
And the thing is, we always say like, go there, check it out, whatever. But we don't really tell people what's on the website that much.
No, we don't. Right?
But it actually is really cool. So
it's very cool.
This episode here is a great example of that, because you might later think like, what was that band? I never heard of that band. Yep. What was that band again? All the songs that we play, they're listed, not only in the little episode articles, like you can go and you can find the article specific to this episode and see the list of the songs, but also there's like a database.
There is.
It's really cool that it's like searchable by name of artist, name of song, and it's like reverse chronological, so the most recent stuff will always be up there at the top.
But you can sort it by artist and you can search, and that's pretty cool.
You can also sort it by episode topic, so if you just sort by like Perfect Pop, you'll see all the episodes where we've done Perfect Pop selections. Mm-hmm. You could search the new music and find these
episodes where Patrick had a mini stroke.
Yes,
those are sorted in there.
Yeah, it's happened more than once.
Yeah, that's right. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last.
so go to suburbspod.com, because that's just a really cool,
it's a great place
to find all the music that we play.
And you've paid the bill, right, for the hosting?
I'll get on that.
Okay, we're gonna check it.
Yeah. Yep. They distinctly told me I have till midnight. Also, please rate and review this show, Rock in the Suburbs, on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
That would really help us out. Please subscribe on any of the podcast apps that you use.
Do that.
Just means that you get it automatically and you don't have to pay an invoice or anything like that. You just get it all the time. Mm-hmm. And also, if you have new music that you discovered in April that you would like to share with us, people do this from time to time.
Yeah, I like that.
And they find stuff that is completely off my radar, at least, and a wonderful thing. You can call and leave a message and we'll put your voice on the air. We actually are going to do that later this week. Play some listener calls.
It's going to be cool.
612-440-1984. Or email rock@suburbspod.com or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @SuburbsPod. And people should listen.
Every day.
Every day.
Or stick your head out the window and yell, people. It's still a value.
It works.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about sending postcards,
too.
Yeah,
that's
people
right.
can do that.
You can do that.
You just write Rock in the Suburbs.
I think it's like 7 cents.
Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's all you have to do.
It'll get there.
Okay. And then, the cover song.
Right.
Okay.
What is it going to be?
This is a song, or the original of which we have played before on the show, not even that long ago, a few months ago, and there was a reason for that, because it was an untimely death of an artist.
Oh.
But this song has now pretty faithfully been covered by the band Japanese Breakfast.
Yes.
You remember that band?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Like them a lot.
Yeah.
The song is called Dreams, which was originally recorded by the Cranberries.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Patrick, you have picks tomorrow, right?
I do.
For April. All right. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, when you have a stroke, yeah, it helps to clear your throat at the end.
That's right. That's what the doctor recommends. Uh-huh.